to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Started a little backwards, but that's okay. This is a Sutherland Planning Commission special meeting for April 6th. It's a legislative public hearing. And just to keep people informed, what we accomplished today will be recommended to the City Council in an hour. So that means we have to limit our time to an hour or less. So I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing. Let me read some things first that I need to read. It's, once the public hearing has been opened, all persons wishing to testify will be asked to come to the microphone and state their name and address. Those in favor will be offered a time to speak first, followed by anyone wishing to speak in opposition. The commission will also hear anyone wishing to share a neutral comments. And if we get out of control, we have a 3-minute time limit will apply to those that are speaking. We'll try and, in other words, we'll try and keep it under control here. So I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing and call for a staff report.
Okay, you have a staff report in your packet, but I'm going to just try to summarize it a little bit for you. What we're looking at today is the proposal of development code amendments establishing medical and retail marijuana dispensary definitions and regulations. Amending the development code requires the Planning Commission to consider and the City Council to approve. So the proposal is to add 3 definitions, one of them being the medical marijuana dispensary, marijuana retail store, and also preschool, which isn't identified in our code currently. And then along with that would be adding marijuana dispensary under our list of commercial businesses that we allow, types of businesses. And in that, in the C1 zone, which is our downtown core, it would not be allowed in this proposal. In the community commercial, which is the outer line commercial areas, it would be allowed with special standards. And then those special standards were spelled out in a new section 2.3.140, which kind of expresses the 1,000 feet, which 1,000 feet away from a school is already would already be imposed by the state. But this goes a little bit further and adds more of the preschools and those other institutions to their definition. It also proposes that you would not allow marijuana dispensaries within 1,000 feet of property zoned residential. The state doesn't care. So if you were not to set standards of some sort, it doesn't necessarily have to be 1,000, that's what we're proposing. But if you don't have those definitions in there, it could be right next door to residential. We also put in there some hours of operations to be limited to be from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and that no mobile facility or services would be authorized. Again, what else we might need to go over here? Just for a little history, the City Council placed a moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries a year ago. And that moratorium is going to be lifted at the end of the month. So May 1st is when we have to have something in place, or we just take whatever the state requirements are.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Where it says here, it has to be 1,000 feet away from, and includes child care center or family child care providers or preschool. Is there a definition of child care center or family child care providers? Can that be anyone that watches kids? Is it like the people that pay for DHS, or is it anyone who says I watch kids for a day, or does it have to be licensed?
It's going to be real hard to control that
piece. I mean, how do you know what's child care?
Right, I understand. We do have a childcare. Chad, do you have our development code right there handy? I didn't bring it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. It's my understanding that the childcare center is defined in the code, but I'm looking at it right now for you.
Thank you. I think it is.
But that's one thing. It says or family childcare provider, which could be anybody.
It could be anybody.
But remember, it's also restricting 1,000 feet from a residential.
And any residential home.
That's pretty
home.
Much
yeah.
that
okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
So the actual allowing of recreational dispensaries and grows doesn't happen until January. But the lifting of the moratorium will allow the medical dispensaries to come into play on May 1st.
Notice this doesn't include parks?
Parks are always by residential, okay. So they're just so by definition, they're really pretty much just...
Where did the 1,000 feet from residential come from? Is that just...
That was proposed by our attorneys.
Is that something that can get us in trouble later?
Well, we can talk about that. I mean, that's one of the things you probably want to talk about a little bit. I don't know that it can, that's a good question to ask our attorney.
So I think the 1,000 feet was just, that's really a policy call for you guys. The 1,000 feet is just based on what other jurisdictions have done, and some jurisdictions have done smaller amounts. I think the smallest amount that I'm aware of, I think, is 200 feet. Some have done 500 feet, some have done 1,000 feet. Certainly you guys can play with those numbers, and I think Vicki has supplied with you you with some maps tonight that you can sort of see some restrictions. The legal issue involved is you want to make sure whatever restrictions you put in place that there are opportunities for the siting of these facilities. If we put so many restrictions in place that basically takes away any ability whatsoever for them to be placed, then I think you'd have a legal challenge.
Right.
Otherwise, as long as these are reasonable, there's places where these facilities can go, I think you're well within your legal rights under state law to impose these restrictions.
And that's the blue ones on the map, the outline blue ones.
Right, well, okay. Yep. We're going there, I guess. Adam wants to go to the map.
No, I don't care. If you have an order, go for it.
Well, why don't we get through this stuff first? And then we'll look at the maps.
Hey, Vicki,
yeah.
Before we go there, so there is a definition for child care center and family child care within the code currently, which provides facilities that provide care and supervision of minor children for periods of less than 24 hours. Family child care providers provide care for not more than 12 children in a home.
Right. Okay, thank you. Does that answer your question?
Well, isn't it still a federal law that it's illegal to have marijuana? I believe it is. It's still a federal law.
I think it is, but there's your attorney right there.
It is still a federal law.
So why do we have to allow it in our city?
The state says we have to.
Well, you don't.
There's certainly, the state, first of all, has said that they are legal for the state, so they decriminalized it in the state. There's ongoing litigation right now as to whether or not federal law actually preempts states from allowing the use of recreational marijuana or medical marijuana. For now, the state has basically said we're going to allow it, and cities are allowed to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. So that's what we're trying to do here. Certainly, if the city wanted to take the position that we're not going to allow it, you can do that. It's likely to lead to litigation, but there are legal arguments to support the fact that that we have the authority to say we're not going to allow these at all within our jurisdiction. If that's a route you want
to
go down, we can certainly discuss that. But you know, that's a much more, there's a lot more legal risk to that type of position than just imposing these types of restrictions.
I thought we had to have an election to ban it completely.
No, there's some legal arguments that we could do it without holding an election. There's also a difference between the medical marijuana and the recreational marijuana.
Okay.
The litigation that you're referring to, is that the Junction City that's going on?
The Cave Junction, yeah.
Cave Junction. I know it was one of them junctions. they said that they're, everybody's watching that one pretty close to.
Yes, there's two pieces of litigation in Cave Junction. One is still at the trial court, the other's up at the Court of Appeals. There's also litigation going on in the city of Sandy up by Mount Hood on the exact same issue. So it's happening all over the state right now.
But somewhere in this chat I read that in accordance with state, federal, and city. Well, how can we even put that in our paperwork if we're not adhering to federal law?
Do you know where?
No, I was looking for it. I read it this afternoon.
Okay, let's run through this quickly because we're going to have to get to the public hearing side of this and get to your discussion so you can get a recommendation motion made before 7 o'clock. Right. Okay? So after the public hearing, what happens is you must make a recommendation to the city council. Of course, you know they may or may not agree with you, but that's the process we're at. So be prepared to do that when we get done here. Included in your report was the findings and the state land use goals that pertain to this particular action. It was determined that we comply with the state planning goals that address this particular issue. Again, the proposal amends the code to restrict these type of facilities from locating in close proximities to schools and residential areas. Actually, that's about all I have. I mean, that's just a quick summary. You had a chance to read through it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, we can move forward with the public comment, and then you can close the hearing and discuss where you want to go with it.
Okay. At this particular time, then, I'm going to receive testimony in favor of the proposed policy. So if anyone wants to come forward and speak in favor of it, they will come to the microphone, state your name and address clearly for the record, and keep in mind the 3-minute time. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of this proposal? Okay, that was short, sweet, we like that. Received testimony in opposition to the proposed policy. Is there anyone who would like to speak on that regard?
I volunteer at the visitation center. I went in this morning, my Monday's my shift, and there was an ordinance on my desk, and it was talking about different zoning areas, their different zoning periods. So I just got mixed up with people that I had heard that there was a rural that might want to come in where the old Ray's Market was. And
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
And we're not changing the zones.
No zoning. Okay, that's good. Because I'm certainly against anything like that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hadn't heard anything about it either, so that's why I wasn't really clear on my desk about the ordinance and all that stuff. So there's a lot about different zoning. So.
It tells you where these things are going to be allowed. It doesn't change any zones. It's already there.
So it's going to be, you haven't heard anything about any marijuana growers that want to come into
Old Ray's? It, according to what we're proposing, it wouldn't qualify as a place where they could put it at this point in time.
Well, I would be really definite, and everybody I've talked to up there would be definitely against that. Okay. You'll have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that wants to speak in opposition to the proposal? Is there anyone who is neutral and wants to comment on the proposal? Is there any other comments that we'd like to have? Just came for the entertainment, right? Just the entertainment. Okay. If that's the case, then I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing and open it up for discussion among the commission. And we can now have discussion.
Are we allowed to add in things?
Mm-hmm. In your recommendation? Of course you can. But just real quickly, you'll see you have a map there that shows you, if you look at the C3, which is the pinkish color, the ones that are outlined in blue are the ones that would actually, those properties would actually qualify as a place to have a marijuana dispensary under the 1,000-foot rule. This is 1,000-foot from residential.
So basically two places.
Two areas.
Areas, I mean.
Yeah. One
at the...
That's it, huh?
At the southern exit.
Eight properties, it looks like.
Okay.
If you want to look at something different, we have that for you, too. If you can get it.
What are the ones out here? Are these?
They're too close to residential. They're less than 1,000 feet.
What's in two?
Pardon me?
What's M2?
That would be industrial zones. The grays are all industrial zones.
So the proposal is, at this particular time, 1,000 feet from any public, private, elementary school, secondary school, child care facility, as well as 1,000 feet from residential.
Mm-hmm.
Hours of operation are restricted to 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. We talked about parking, signage, and other standards for the C3 zone. So it seems reasonable to me.
Can a person make it so they have to close before, like, say, 8 o'clock or something?
You can recommend that to the council. What you're going to be doing is making a recommendation to the city council, and they're going to be addressing the adoption of an ordinance that addresses this. So whether they take your recommendation or not, you need to make it.
10 o'clock's getting pretty late.
What is it? Why would you want to change that?
Well, why have business? Most businesses aren't running that late in something like.
They're out here in the end of 99. It's not like they're downtown on Central Avenue. So.
Yeah, but why would you want to expose our police force to that at 10 o'clock at night? I'm sure they have better things to do.
We have businesses open at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, we have fast food. That's about it.
Liquor stores.
And the poker place is open. I just think you have a lot of restrictions. It's a business that's coming into town.
Yeah.
The state has already agreed that it's legal. I mean, you're going to make so many restrictions, you're going to probably sue you.
Chad, could you summarize real briefly exactly what's happening in Cave Junction and Sandy, the nature of the litigation?
Sure. So the city of Cave Junction actually initiated the original lawsuit because they wanted to address the issue about whether or not federal law preempted the state from actually doing this. The circuit court didn't reach that issue. Instead, it basically said that state law does not preempt cities from prohibiting the siting of dispensaries within their local jurisdiction. So it refrained from reaching the federal issue. The state, who was the defendant in that lawsuit, and the city both appealed that decision to the Court of Appeals. The briefing schedule, as I understand it, is that the briefs won't actually be filed until the end of May, and then they'll have oral argument. They'll have a date set, but they'll have oral argument sometime later in the summer. And typically it's been taking the Court of Appeals about a year or so to issue a decision. So we're likely not going to reach a decision from the Court of Appeals until next summer sometime, is most likely what we're going to have. In the meantime, someone who wants to open a dispensary has filed a second lawsuit in Cave Junction, and the city is again defending it on the grounds of the federal preemption. And that case is currently pending before the circuit court, and I believe it's before the same judge who decided the last case. So most people will presume that since it's the same judge, pretty much the same issues, the outcome's likely going to be the same. The city of Sandy has a provision in their code that basically says that in order to operate the business, it has to be in compliance with city, state, and federal law. And since marijuana is still prohibited under federal law, these dispensaries would be prohibited within the city. There's a dispensary that wants to open up within the city, and they filed litigation, and that's currently in the briefing stage before the circuit court, and I believe the trial there is scheduled for the end of May. So we should have a second opinion from a different circuit court judge up in Clackamas County sometime, you know, towards the end of May, early June.
Do you know what the hours of operation are in the other ordinances around the other cities in our county?
In Douglas County, I don't know. Vicki, do you?
I believe the county is 7 to 10. I think it's the county's... I might even have it. Hold on just a second. Yep, the county is 7 to 10. I might have another one. Hang on. I have Myrtle Creeks in here, maybe. They may have not addressed the time. I don't think that Myrtle Creek addressed the time. I don't think they put a stipulation on the time.
With our land use regulations, do they all say they have to apply to all city, state, and federal regulations and our land use laws? When we come down with a decision on something, that we usually put that in as part of meeting the criteria. Wouldn't that make this one kind of difficult to enforce if it didn't also say the same thing, or that would say the same thing somewhere else? If our land use laws have to comply with all city, state, and federal laws, wouldn't this one also have to comply with city, state, and federal laws?
Well, this would become part of the city's land use code. So this will be in the development code itself. And so if you have that situation, you're going to have two conflicting provisions, which would then end up going before the director for her determination about how to interpret the code. That could eventually be appealed to you guys and or to the city council for an interpretation. But I think the intent would be is that if you are, in fact, enacting this new code, what you're saying is that they are permitted in these specific zones. So in essence, you're saying that notwithstanding any language to the contrary, you're going to allow them in these specific areas under these specific conditions.
Will that open a can of worms for other land use regulations that may be in violation of a federal law but not a state?
Not necessarily, because I think the way you interpret a law is that you look sort of at the more specific law controls over the more general. So in this particular situation, the more general prohibition on saying that you have to comply with federal law would yield to the more specific grant of allowing these dispensaries in these specific zones. I don't think you'd have that same situation with other code provisions. Okay.
More questions? Comments?
Christy, the one piece of property you have kind of out here by itself in Circle. I know there's some homes out there, and one of them used to be an assisted living home. I'm not sure that it still is. Mike, is Larry?
I believe it's still being used as that on Parkway.
Like a foster care home? Okay. Is that what you're talking about? Home?
Yeah.
A foster care, adult foster care?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm not sure that that particular piece qualifies.
And I didn't go to the uses. When I prepared the map, I went to the underlying zone itself. So there could be, and that would cause a conflict mm-hmm. based on the proposal.
Okay.
Right in
here?
Okay. Just for that property.
Correct.
So, Vicki, yes. I found online, I'm not sure if it's in past but yet, but it looks like Roseburg was proposing that the business hours be from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. That's good to know. Thanks.
That sounds better.
I like those hours better. I like that better.
9 to 9 and 9 to 6 on Sunday?
Consistency is good as well.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the one that's open an hour later.
And then come to us.
Yeah.
Or,
do we want to change that then? Is that the consensus?
You can add that into your recommendation.
We can add that.
I like that one.
Okay.
That
okay.
Yeah,
that's
better.
Okay, so you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
I say that we keep at least 1,000-foot limitations.
Okay. Anything else?
Something came up I read in the paper that I don't know that it will ever apply to us, but the Windmill Inn down in Roseburg is writing letters to the city council about the dispensary they have right across the street from their property that, and I have to agree that people stay there and they stay there with kids. And this could be a deterrent for somebody if they drive by and see this, they may turn around and go somewhere else to stay.
It's true.
And this holds true for, it's right across the street from Elmer's, which is a restaurant, and it could be the same for them. So.
But they named it Cute?
Yeah, well.
They did what? What'd they name it?
I can't remember, but it doesn't say marijuana dispensary.
No, but
it says
so
something.
So they do have something open there now?
They do.
Oh.
Yeah.
But for us, with what we've
recommended. But I'm just going for, you know, keeping it away from, you know, I mean, places to stay, motels, hotels. I mean, I don't want to have that many. And I'm sure there isn't that much C3 property around them that's within 1,000 feet of it. So, I mean, what I'm seeing that you've highlighted so far is just down around exit 135.
That's right.
And that's pretty much 2,000 feet away from any living thing.
Mm-hmm. Some deer out there.
Some of those people that live out there, Mike.
Yeah, and the deer have a good time, but.
Okay. To move on, are we?
Can I ask a question about the signage? I didn't quite understand what the restrictions were going to be
for
on signage.
Signage? I didn't think we addressed it that.
It would be just the same as the code, right?
Yeah.
Code for signs. So right. Signs have to be a certain size.
So it can flash in the whole 9 yards. Okay, good. Marijuana for sale here.
Before we start getting too restrictive and too specific to that particular type, we're going to end up getting in trouble. And we don't have a lot of money to fight. We have roads that need to be fixed.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, I think that would be addressed in our sign codes, which I think is pretty well. Same with anywhere. Would you want one of those signs on any business for that matter?
I don't think we've strayed too far from what you've got here, except for hours of operation.
So far, that's all I'm hearing, but you at one point, you need to make a motion and add in any changes you want.
Okay.
So what was being proposed?
So we can come to the agreement that what we have with those hours, different hours, is an agreement?
I'm okay with that.
Then we need a motion.
I'll make a motion. We keep the proposed agreement with the change to the hour from 9 to 9 and 9 to 6 on Sunday.
Recommending to the city council.
I second the motion as a recommendation.
Yeah.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second.
Commissioner Klassen?
No.
Commissioner Flick?
Nay.
Commissioner Sarnowski?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Sickle?
This is a double-edged sword. I really didn't even want one in town. Since we're being dictated to,
state will take it if we don't.
Yeah, we don't have the money to fight it. Aye.
Commissioner Sumner?
Yes.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
And Chair Lesby?
Yes.
Okay.
We will close the public and close our planning commission meeting, and we'll be adjourned.